Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Scorpio's talking. We're in eclipse season. You should be seeing some shit going down that you're going, oh my God, what's that about? And it is August 17th, 2017. So we got Donald Trump doubling down on the white supremacists not being raised. I mean, it's a crazy world. I'm Ann Ortley. I'm here at my bright red desk in New York, and it's only going to get wilder between now and when the eclipse hits next week and through Labor Day. And I am joined by my friend Michael. Michael, you out there in the wilds of northern New York?
It's not northern New York. I mean, I always think of it that way, but it's actually, I think, not even quite the middle. It just New York continues.
Right. New York goes north, 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 all the way to Canada.
But for we Manhattanites, yes, I'm way upstate,
yeah. I always thought it was really funny when they'd say upstate. I'm like, no, upstate is Rochester, Buffalo. But now I've turned into a New Yorker because you are upstate.
Yes.
Yes. So how are you these days? What's going on in your wild world?
It's certainly not my favorite time at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm being extremely careful about where I put myself physically.
Yes.
And with whom.
Yep, yep, yep.
I mean, extremely.
Yep.
There's just, I don't know how to make rhyme or reason out of it. There were a bunch of shootings here last weekend. 3 children were shot.
In your town?
Yep.
Really? Wow. How old were they?
Toddlers, well, under 6.
Oh, my God.
It was a drug thing.
Mm-hmm.
The police department is, you know, not particularly active. Yeah, I don't know how to describe. It's, and then there are, like, these pulses of energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That are just awful. And lots of anxiety attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I, from what I gather, am processing anxiety for the collective. So, you know, my advice is just get through this as best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stay as connected to yourself as possible.
Yep.
Reading is helping me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding that no matter how stupid it is, as long as it has love in it, it's okay.
Right.
And I'm just on rather high alert. And most of the time I turn to, you know, with all the stuff going on around Gene, if I turn to the people who are supposed to be helping, there's always one who gets it. The rest of the people aren't able to see all the angles,
mm-hmm.
Which is a repeat of what happened in the hospital with Gene.
Right.
So I just am kind of charting my course, but it's like a no bullshit time,
mm-hmm.
for me.
Yeah. No,
there's just no room for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to say about all the energy I felt about some geological activity.
Yeah, it was a big earthquake under Oregon, deep in the ocean.
There was?
Yeah.
When?
Somebody reported it to me on Tuesday. I didn't ask what day. She said, big earthquake under Oregon. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, geologically there's a lot going on. And it will be more because what happens is as the sun stretches his 70-mile-wide swath across the country, the electromagnetic pulse goes off, kind of like when your computer shuts down or your lights fail and then they come back up again, you know, so there's that moment where everything shifts. But because it has got such, you know, we have the radiation and we have the gravity and we have all the other stuff, it really affects Earth's crust, because Earth's crust is flexible and supple, even though we think of it as solid. But if you've ever been in an earthquake and watched the Earth roll, you're kind of like, wow, it really is pretty movable. And so a lot of times eclipses bring earthquakes or volcanoes or things like that. You know, in Haiti had their eclipse, then right after that they had the earthquake. Sometimes it's fires, sometimes it's, you know, Melbourne in Australia, they had a fire eclipse, so they had a lot of fire. And this is a fire eclipse. But because it's got a grand trine with Uranus and Capricorn, Uranus and Saturn, it's got Earth energy, because Saturn's the Earth and Uranus is the ruptures and the explosions. So I think it's going to be a pretty big geological event. And, you know, of course, when Fukushima or whatever that place, I never say it right, in Japan, there was an earthquake there. Or there was an eclipse there. So astrologers watch the eclipses because we kind of go, wow, look at what happened there. And then we watch that part of Earth. And it stays active for 2.5, however long the eclipse is. So the eclipse is 2.5 minutes. It stays active for that many years. So it'll be active for 2.5 years. And, of course, it is a new moon. And it's a really powerful new moon on the north node of fate. So our job is to, these are fated events that are happening, F-A-T-E-D, and our job is to go, this is a course correction for me. It's a course correction for everyone about what our heart path is, because Leo is the sign of heart, it is the sign of love, and Michael and I, he often reminds me that the absence of love is everything else. You know, I mean, when we go anger, we go, it's all tied to not love, it's fear. So be aware that the fear energy can be really high, but that there's this grand trine in fire, which is kind of like a cosmic bulldozer, and it wants to kind of burn away everything you don't need. I try and work with these energies productively. I hired a woman to come in and help me. We threw away a bunch of stuff yesterday, and we donated 9 garbage bags full of clothes to Goodwill. So I have not an empty closet, but a closet that is kind of, including like this dress that when I got it out, I just started sobbing hysterically because it had such memories for me. And, you know, and she was like, well, do you want to keep it? And I'm just crying away. And, you know, we showed it to my 2 assistants and they were like, it's a really beautiful dress. It'll make somebody really happy if you give it away, because for you, it holds all these sad memories. And so I threw away clothes that I threw away a dress that I made in 1980. I used to sew a lot when I was younger, and I made this really beautiful dress, and I threw that one away, and I'd throw it away. I gave it to Goodwill, but it was a dress of many memories. And then this other dress that just made me sob uncontrollably. So I was processing yesterday, but it's about releasing what you no longer need to go forward to. So there's that component of it also. It's very complicated energy. And the other part is all the personal planets, Mars, Mercury, and Venus, are all tied up in it. How we feel, how we act, and how we think are tied up with our egos and our emotions. They're all kind of traveling in this little clump tied to the north node of fate, tied to the dragon's head. So if you feel like you're getting eaten up by a fire-breathing dragon, you are. That's the symbolic message, but it's also being eaten up to be transformed into this new energy.
So it's so funny, I have like my ADD, I have like 3 completely separate avenues, but the easiest one is, so something you said, maybe this is helpful to people. You said it's all soupy, you know, what you think, what you feel, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's often the case that what you think and what you feel aren't aligned.
Yes.
Meaning that what that means is that you're not wholly integrated.
Yes.
So, and we're always growing.
Yeah.
So there will be those moments. The way I show people stuff like this is I have them stand, and as slowly as they possibly can, I mean slowly, start to take a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, there's an instability.
Right.
Okay. So that instability happens every time you learn something,
mm-hmm.
every time you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you start from a stable place. And that's why it's a good thing to know, because if you just take a half step back, you're stable again.
Mm-hmm.
So these big leaps there's so many factors coming into play. But I think that you need to be integrated physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, intellectually. And quite often practitioners disregard an aspect of it. Like I know a lot of healers
mm-hmm.
who haven't done any of their psychological work.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually that table leg will destabilize the entire table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they keep developing one thing. So the use of it right now is try to be like rigidly observant
mm-hmm.
of distinguishing between your thoughts and your feelings.
Yep.
And the big question is, which one do I pay attention to?
Yeah.
And for me, usually information comes in emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm asking myself constantly,
mm-hmm.
Which do I trust?
Right.
What I feel or what I know?
Right.
And that simplifies things, because, you know, what I feel
mm-hmm.
Is not to be trusted right now.
Right.
What I know is very limited, because it's got to be what you know, which means it has to be fact. But I can trust it. So let me give a simple example. This is not my experience at the moment, but there have been moments when it has been recently. So I think that, or I feel, and it comes and goes, but I feel like there's going to be something so big that it's going to get everyone's attention.
Yes.
Okay. So that generates fear.
Mm-hmm.
It also generates, if I'm honest, excitement, because I find this just aberrational.
Mm-hmm. You find the current energy aberrational.
Aberrational.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes me really angry.
Yeah.
So, and then it'll, you know, and it'll get bigger. Like I'll just feel a pulse of something growing,
mm-hmm.
and then it will disappear, and I have no idea what, and then it'll reappear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it shows up astrologically. Probably intuitives are picking up on whatever, right? That we're, you know, a lot of metaphysical things are that. Maybe not at the moment, but we're definitely in a time of huge, significant transition, and we're either going to make it or not, whatever. So there's lots of thoughts I could attach that to, those feelings.
Right.
Right? None of which is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to what do I know?
If you go to what?
What do I know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I know something huge is going to happen? No. Am I pretty sure? Yes. Am I 100% sure? No. So that's the fact. The fact is, I don't know shit.
Right.
Right? So I stick with what I know.
Right.
And that helps me manage the feelings so that I'm not swept away. And I've been able to accomplish a lot. Like I was just kind of floating around the thinking about a class that I have to make up in a discipline that I find extraordinarily helpful for couples therapists, and I really want to master it. A small part of what I've been doing with several couples who have some serious stuff going on with their kids
mm-hmm.
that I think is being mislabeled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in each family, it's exactly the same thing. So I'm tuning in like at a deeper level about what's going on, and I was able to put the parents in touch with someone who I think can help them. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have to master this technique, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's all that helpful, but point being that I'm slicing things into layers.
Yes.
So, yes, what they really need help on is something that I am pretty tuned into.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also work for me to do to up-level my skill set in something that's more superficial,
mm-hmm.
in a way. It's not superficial in that it's insignificant. It's superficial in that it's more on the surface.
Right.
Like it will just help knock these couples into a more comfortable place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and heal something.
Right.
So had I would have had no room for this had I not separated what I feel from what I think. I just
okay.
did a really shitty job of explaining what I meant to. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, I mean, this is not an easy time. To
no.
Mercury retrograde, too.
It's,
So try again.
I mean, another example is
I think the point is paying attention to the layers.
Pay attention, yes, at all times. Like,
yeah.
Ask yourself, what do I think?
Mm-hmm.
What do I feel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And be okay with if there's a difference.
Yeah, yeah, and there very well may be.
I would think that for most people at the moment, there is.
Yeah, well, right now, the Mercury is in Earth, so it's very practical, and it's retrograde, so it's paying attention to what it missed.
Yeah, and the
but it's going to go back, and it's going to go back into fire, and so what you feel is going to soon have words. So earlier, before the show started, I was talking to Michael about I had anticipated a situation, which didn't happen to me. I ended up being the witness. But I know I have to articulate what went on, and I'm not quite sure how to do that.
Well, that's, yeah, and
And so I may not have that answer right now.
Right.
But I had the feelings, and I had the emotional reaction, and now it's like, okay, now what do I want to do with it?
Well,
yeah.
So let me use that. It's,
yeah.
You had a lot of feelings,
yes.
as you experienced something.
Yes.
Relief that it wasn't directed at you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would be the one that would be in the shadows,
because
that
yes.
would cause shame.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt bad it wasn't me, but happy at the same time.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fear,
yep.
because what you feared came true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then and a bunch of other things, but the majority, the one that's occupying your space is confusion. Okay.
How do I handle it?
Right. And I'm having the same thing in something in my life.
Yep.
And every time I try to articulate it,
mm-hmm.
I do a bad job.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to articulate it to myself. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to articulate it to the people who need to know about it.
Right.
And they're not hearing me.
Right.
So.
Or they're hearing you through their filters because they're having eclipses too.
Well, they're not hearing me because I'm speaking prematurely.
Okay.
It hasn't come to clarity yet,
mm-hmm.
which is very important. So in other words, I'm noticing I feel pressure to move forward,
mm-hmm.
and that is self-generated. That's because being in the situation makes me anxious.
Yep.
And too bad,
mm-hmm.
is basically it. You know, like every time I give in to that, I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go, oh, you poor thing, you're anxious. Of course you're anxious. How could you not be anxious? But really, it's that anxiety is a lack of faith. A lack of faith that give it up to God or the universe,
mm-hmm.
and things will become clearer,
mm-hmm.
when it's time to act. So really, if you want to go into my ego, I don't experience it this way, but I'm pitching a fit because it's not time to act.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not at all how I experience it.
Mm-hmm.
I experience it as, oh, my God, I can't take any more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then try to help myself. But that's not really what's going on.
Right.
So you just need to wait until there is no spin on what you're thinking. Like it becomes very clear what to do. Okay, and now's not, it doesn't seem a moment when we're going to have answers to the big questions we have, but that doesn't mean you don't get answers to a whole bunch of other things.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if that was more helpful.
Yeah, you wait for the clarity. But there's a whole thing with eclipses. You feel you have to do something right now because you can't take it a second longer.
Right.
And that is exactly what you want to avoid. I mean, sometimes you have to. I know I have to do something about the situation. But there's a part about getting into the center of the heart to know what the real action is.
Well, what you need to do, Anne, yep. I'm not going to give away the specifics, is you need to write a draft.
Write what happened, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, a draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
that's
then it. With it.
So put it down on paper,
mm-hmm.
and then see where you are,
mm-hmm.
and then put it away for a little while,
mm-hmm.
you know, be it hours or a day or two,
mm-hmm.
and then reread it and see what new comes to you.
Right.
Okay. But definitely with what you're talking about, write it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful. For the thing I was in, it got worse and worse and worse, and then there was clarity to reach out and call somebody who I trusted. I didn't even call, I texted,
mm-hmm.
Who made a very logical suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And and once that suggestion was made, I realized a whole bunch of the problem. The other solutions seemed rather clear.
Mm-hmm.
I've acted on none of it because I can't yet.
Right.
But
you're gathering the information.
I'm realizing I can't gather some of the information. So I'm realizing that I need to be clearer in order to explain what information needs to be gathered, because the people who will need to gather it are under the assumption that I'm asking for something more, and I'm not. Like, it's not their responsibility or their job or their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting information that is creating alienation, actually, in response to my asking for the information. And it's definitely partly my fault, because they're trying their best, and I haven't been clear about what I'm asking for. So they're doing their best to give me what they think I need, and I do need it, but it's my responsibility,
right?
Not theirs.
Right.
So they're responding to my neediness,
mm-hmm.
and they're not responsible for my neediness.
Right. Right.
You know, so that kind of thing is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems to be, there's also a huge division, I think, now in terms of layers of diversity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge division between people. It operates in terms of people's age. The layers of diversity that I think are most prominent,
mm-hmm.
age, number of lifetimes, or or evolutionary
process,
right? Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being that the layers of diversity that we're being asked to pay attention to, and the splitting. Trump's a huge, gigantic splitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he generates his power, is
right.
to keep everybody at each other in the layers below him,
mm-hmm.
are very primitive distractions.
Yeah.
But very primitive.
Yep.
You know, like if you walked into a room and everybody that you've ever met who you hated
mm-hmm.
was arguing,
mm-hmm.
What's the point of staying in the room? What do you care?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, be grateful they're in a room.
Right.
And shut it.
And shut the door. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nothing important is getting any airtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's something to notice.
The giant distraction going on.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that the smartest thing I think that could happen is if every newspaper, the entire front page,
mm-hmm.
Was a picture of Earth from space.
Yeah.
You know? Like, here we are, you know? We're all here together.
We're all
and,
here on this little teeming, this little round blue and green orb.
Yep, and there's...
No exit plan, you know, you're
there's
here.
There's no exit plan, and
mm-hmm.
it's not the center of the universe.
Right. Right.
So what we do with this is up to us.
Right.
And what we're doing with it is playing into really not a good outcome.
Yeah. We're playing into crazy.
So don't.
Don't. Yeah.
And that does not mean that you're not going to feel crazy.
Yeah.
It's, at least from my perspective, I walk around feeling, am I out of my fucking mind? And that's what it feels like. And then I go in and I slow myself down a lot and I examine why I'm asking that question. And then I come to, I don't think so. It doesn't seem that way considering, and I always have to then turn around and look what I've accomplished in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what I'm able to do, it seems not. Like I got up last week and I thought, how am I going to see the people I'm going to see this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was way too, just on every level, compromised. And I had 9 a.m. patients, so I got up at, you know, like 5 o'clock so that I had time. And it was the best set. I mean, all three of us went, oh, my God.
All three of you meaning who?
Me and the couple I was seeing.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So when I trusted it and got out of my own way,
mm-hmm.
Something quite magical happened.
Right.
So I guess I'm not crazy. But there's a huge disparity between what I'm feeling like being in this environment and what's going on inside. Like inside, something's trying to come forward and it seems to be very powerful and pure. Like my sole desire is to help. And that's it. And it's just going through me. So you got to do a lot of work to get out of your way in order to allow that. And then really protect it so that no one can take it away from you, which means laying low. And read things about love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned into those because that's the space of healing.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm reading a book now, and the person who wrote it isn't very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, really? And I'm actually really into it, and when I couldn't wait to get back to it last night.
Mm-hmm.
So just, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely staying away from television.
Yeah. I've been really cutting down. I mean, I was away for the weekend anyway, so there wasn't any television, but there wasn't really any internet either. You know, there were bits
right.
of it, but it was interesting. So the British lady says we're done.
Okay.
So we'll be back next week, folks, and we encourage you to breathe deeply with, you know, and go into your healthy place, go into your happy place, go in.
Well, I don't know that you can gain anything.
From the world, huh?
I don't know that you can do that. I can't.
Yeah.
But what I can do is be here with myself.
Yes, yes.
You're not alone.
You're with yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Be
bye,
safe.
Guys. Happy eclipse. Monday, yeah. It's pulse. And remember, don't look at it directly. You'll burn your eyes out.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.